The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer & Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer & Associates.
Good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Base Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. No matter where in the state that you live, give us a call right here in the studio toll-free at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you're shy, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website, condocrazeandhoas.com, and join our email list. Because by joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, about our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, and we're going to talk about it today as well, why is the Division of Condominiums, Timeshares, and Mobile Homes trying to enforce the fire code? Makes no sense. Mm. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. I had a little politics to start, Karen.
Yes.
Even Democrats seem to be impressed at Trump this week, right? I mean, pretty good week.
Yes.
The guy said he was going to keep focusing on the Carrier air conditioning deal and keeping them in the United States. And before the guy even becomes president, him and Vice President Trump, Pence, negotiate a deal to keep them here and save 1,000 jobs. Not a bad start before even getting into office.
Well, Sarah Palin doesn't think so, but I think it's amazing.
Right.
And they got this done with just a few days in negotiations. I mean, it makes you wonder what the current administration was doing for the last 8 years, watching company after company leave the country.
Right, and Trump saves 1,000 jobs even before he gets in there. But if this is any indication as to what's in store for the next 4 or 8 years, you know, it certainly seems we're on the right track. You know, and it's good to see businessmen actually making deals to keep businesses here rather than, you know, bureaucrats with absolutely zero experience. And, you know, as we, again, like you said, as we lose companies to Mexico, India, and other countries. But great work. And the guy, like we said, hasn't even been sworn in yet. Good start.
Fantastic. And, you know, all they did was give them some tax breaks and tax incentives exactly like you promised.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, on the flip side, and we were talking about this before we went on the air, the House reelects Nancy Pelosi as the minority leader. And, you know, they just got trounced in a nationwide election. They have zero presence anywhere except on the coast. They have zero presence. The map is pretty amazing. They got trounced in a nationwide election. They lost the presidency, lost the minority in the Senate, the minority in the House. And did they listen to the people and maybe move a little bit towards the center? Nope. Not today's Democratic Party. No, they dug their heels in deeper. And they named Nancy Pelosi, of all people, again, the most liberal member of the party, as minority leader. I think it's hysterical. It's not going to get them back there, the people that they need, that's for sure. I can tell you this, she ain't no Mad Dog Mattis, that's for sure.
That's for sure. And, you know, Tim Ryan, who's a representative from Ohio, was running against her for that position. And he said the Democratic Party is not a national party anymore.
No, if you look at the map, the entire map is red.
Yeah.
Except for the coasts.
You're saying Trump won how many counties out of all the counties in the country?
It was some crazy number. It was approximately like 2,600 out of 3,200 counties in the United States. In terms of pure geography, it was maybe the biggest landslide in the history of any election. So,
yeah.
You know, bringing in Nancy Pelosi isn't going to change the map from red to blue. That I can assure you.
Well, the strategists were on with Jake Tapper and Mook said that, you know, if Hillary had picked Bernie Sanders as her vice presidential running mate, she might have beaten Trump.
Well,
because he won in the primaries. He won Wisconsin and he won Indiana.
He won the states where she lost.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. Well, last week we covered a lot of ground. We spoke about how one condominium actually saved itself from being terminated because it didn't have the as amended from time to time language in their governing documents. And that question, I can tell you, even at our seminars, it causes a lot of confusion sometimes, creates a lot of questions. But here, one time, you had a condominium that didn't have it in their documents, and it actually saved them from not existing any longer.
Yeah, it causes questions from time to time.
Right, exactly.
And in that case, a couple of holdouts didn't want to sell to a developer, and they won. Who says you can't take on City Hall?
Yeah, exactly. They did. These holdouts did prevail. You're correct, Karen. It was a victory, actually, in that case for the little guy. And then we also spoke about gifts and Christmas bonuses to association employees. It's funny because I'm getting emails about this all week as well. And the answer was that unless the association is actually obligated to make that payment and that amount is included in the association's budget, sorry, but the association can't pay out these Christmas bonuses.
Oh, boy. So like you said, it's now up to someone to go door to door and ask for voluntary donations.
And it's not a big deal. Just someone has to step up to the plate and be the one to bang on the doors. Not a problem. All right, but I want to start today talking about a topic that literally is driving me crazy and driving a lot of attorneys out there crazy, and certainly driving people crazy that live in condos that are under 75 feet. And we need to talk about it again. We spoke about it before, but we need to talk about it again because we have a deadline approaching, and it has to do with the mandatory installation of fire sprinklers in buildings that are 75 feet or taller. Keep that in mind,
okay.
75 feet or taller.
Okay.
And by December 31st, every condo that's 75 feet or taller must either be under a contract to install fire sprinklers or they have to opt out with a majority vote of the owners. The problem is that buildings that are less than 75 feet in height, they think they have to opt out as well, even though they don't. Let me make that clear. They don't.
Oh, okay. So why is there so much confusion?
Because our division of condominiums is creating this confusion. They're creating this disaster. They're creating this nightmare. The fire code specifically requires, this is the fire code now we're talking about, it specifically requires that only buildings 75 feet or higher has to install these fire sprinklers. It's actually there. It's contained in the fire code. The problem is that the condominium statute does not specifically exempt buildings less than 75 feet from the installation of the sprinklers. Okay, so the fire code makes it clear you, if you're 75 feet or higher, you have to do it. Doesn't say that buildings 75 feet or less has to do it. But the condo division says, no, if you're under 75 feet, you still have to opt out, even if you're a one-story condo.
Okay.
And this is absurd, and it's wrong, because, again, the fire code doesn't require them to install sprinklers in the first place.
So why is the division forcing little condos to opt out?
You tell me. It doesn't make sense. In fact, at the advice of one of my longtime clients, Ron Babase, I contacted Carl Thompson, who's chief engineer, Bureau of Fire Prevention, Division of the State Fire Marshal, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy is the authority. And I spoke to him this week, great guy, and he confirmed in no uncertain terms that if you're under 75 feet, again, if you're under 75 feet, there's nothing to opt out of, period. You're not required to install fire sprinklers. So how do you vote to opt out of something that you're not required to do in the first place?
Okay.
It's really enough to drive you crazy. And he also confirmed, I mean, listen to this, if you want to really just, you know, narrow it down to the simplest form, he confirmed that there's not a fire inspector in the state of Florida that can cite a condominium that is less than 75 feet for failure to have sprinklers.
Like a
so
double
why
negative.
In the world is the division acting this way? You know,
so
it just doesn't make sense.
What should a condo under 75 feet do?
You know, the question is, why is the division forcing condos to do this? And, you know, you tell me, I don't know, you'd think that logic and common sense dictates that the fire marshal's opinion on fire safety should be superior to that of the division of condos, right? The
right.
fire marshal, we should listen to them when it comes to the fire code. But no, not according to the division of condos. But it gets worse. How about this? The senator who actually drafted the original legislation, even he contacted the division, and he told the division they're wrong. But does the division yield? No, they don't yield. It's just, it's absolutely incredible. So, you know, the question comes up, you know, what should a condo actually do? I'm still sticking with my position. Do nothing, absolutely nothing. Why? Because you're not in violation if you don't install a fire sprinkler. And the case law is clear. The division can't interpret a statute in a manner that leads to an absurd result. and requiring a condo to opt out of something that they're not required to do anyway, that's interpreting a statute in an absurd manner. So I say do nothing.
Okay, well, so doesn't the division of condominiums already have enough on its plate? I mean, why are they picking this fight?
Karen, this is something we talk about week in and week out, right? It makes zero sense. You know, maybe they should concentrate on fixing the mess they're in with their arbitrators. You know, they're actually in a lawsuit with their arbitrators. Concentrate on making useful suggestions to rewriting some of the condo laws that obviously stink and need so much work. You know, make life better for the millions of Floridians who live in condos. But how about leaving the business of fire safety to the state fire marshal? Wouldn't that make sense?
Yes.
And by the way, the division's silly interpretation of the law, you know who it helps, Karen? It does help. One. Maybe I shouldn't be here arguing this way.
Because
you know
go.
Who
yeah,
it helps?
It helps you.
It helps me, right. It helps the lawyers in this state by having the small condos opt out. What do they have to do? They have to go out and hire attorneys to get it done.
But if they don't, even if they don't draft that and opt out, it doesn't matter.
If they don't do it, then the Division of Condos can say, wait a minute, you're in violation of the statute of our condo statute. You didn't opt out. And you'd have to, but wait a minute, no fire marshal in the entire state is saying I'm doing anything wrong. So why have to install fire sprinklers? It's insane. But again, why not yield to the fire marshal in this regard? But no, you know, get involved in things that absolutely make, pick and choose your battles, for heaven's sake, right? Like you don't have enough on your plate. Anyway, on that note, let's see how it goes. Maybe there's going to be some legislation coming up in the upcoming session that's going to clarify this. But no, if you're a little condo, I don't want you to give in to the division. This is insane. But anyway, let's take our first break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Or visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
I'm that weird.
Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. Of course, his firm specializes in community association law. He is taking your phone calls with great advice, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, time to talk about our seminars, Karen. He says, you know, the election season is here for both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after getting on that board, you are automatically off the board. And one way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification course that's now certified over 12,000 Floridians. No, I keep saying 12,000. It's probably more than that at this point, Karen.
You lump in about 200 to 300 each time.
Yeah, right.
So our next free class, and he feeds you to, January 14th, 2017. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And that's the board cert class at the Holiday Inn in Orlando.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody in Orlando annually as we do. It's always have a great turnout. And then February 9th, we're back here at Home Turf, Condo Craze board cert class at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. I can tell you, Karen, this is filling up so fast already. Well in advance, seats are going to be tough to come by.
It's a popular venue, and some people come back if this isn't their first time at the rodeo.
Because no, it is not.
They learn
it's
something
flattering.
New. Yeah, it's great. March 29th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo Palm Beach Convention Center.
Yep. April 5th, we'll be at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Miami at the Hyatt Regency downtown.
And April 20th, the L&L Condo HOA Expo Tampa Convention Center.
And a couple days after that, L&L Condo and HOA Expo on the 26th at the Broward Convention Center. So, board members, lots to choose from. Please don't get certified by signing that ridiculous self-serving affidavit. Come learn something at a class for a few hours. It's fun. It's educational. You're going to be with your peers really in a great, fun environment, I promise. And the seminars fill up fast. Don't get shut out. Really, take it with your manager as well. Why? They get continuing education credits, so it really benefits everyone.
That's right, and registration is easy enough. Just go to Condo Craze and HOAs. You spell that all out, CondoCrazeandHOAs.com, or download the Condo Craze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for Our Seminars tab.
All right, how about we take our first call, Rhonda in Fort Lauderdale. How are you, Rhonda?
Yeah, hi. First-time caller.
Great. How can we help you?
Apropos your opening remark about the president-to-be, I have a slogan for him and a question for you.
Sure.
The slogan would be Donald J. Trump. He means business.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it.
I'm with that. He certainly does mean business. It's good to see a business.
He means business. That's great. Double entendre, right?
Yeah. Hey, before the guy starts, he already saved 1,000 jobs.
Yeah. The question for you is, I have a condo. We live in a two-story building. Is that less than 75 feet?
Yeah, you can guarantee it. If you're two stories, you're under 75 feet.
Yeah, it's just upstairs and downstairs and just two flights.
Right. So the question is, so what the whole issue that boils down to is there's nothing in the fire code that requires you to install fire sprinkler systems. But the division is saying, even though you're not required, you have to opt out.
I was just wondering about the height of the building here. I can't, imagine how big it is.
Yeah, well, no. As a rule of thumb, give yourself, 11, 12 feet per story, something like that.
Oh, is that all it is?
Yeah, that's all it is. Exactly.
Oh,
sometimes you think the building
is
actually taller than it is.
75.
Yeah, 75, you're talking about something like six stories.
Oh,
we have
my
to start
goodness.
Worrying about it.
So we are low here.
Absolutely. You're not even close.
Right. Okay, thank you so much for your help.
You got it. Thank you, Rhonda.
Right.
All right, how about we go to Myra from Martin County? Myra, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Mr. Glazer. I have a question regarding the Florida Safe Harbor laws for foreclosures and condominium associations.
Sure,
And specifically, under what circumstance would the safe harbor laws not apply?
Okay. Remember, the safe harbor laws generally apply only to banks, to financial institutions. Okay, so let's let everybody know what we're talking about. I'll kind of paraphrase here. So what are the safe harbor laws? Safe harbor laws are laws that are both exist in the condo statute and the HOA statute that basically say a bank's going to loan money to someone to purchase their condo or HOA, right? and the bank wants to be protected so that if this person they're loaning money to doesn't pay their condo or HOA dues and the bank has to foreclose and the bank has to take back the unit, the bank wants to make sure that they're not responsible for the years and years of non-payments that the borrower didn't make to the condo or the HOA in association dues. So the banks had the legislature pass a law that says if the bank forecloses and takes back a unit, the most that a bank is going to be responsible for is the lesser of 1 year of unpaid assessments or 1% of the mortgage. Okay, so let's say they're foreclosing on a $200,000 mortgage and the bank gets back the unit. The most that the bank could be responsible for is 1% of that $200,000 mortgage, which is $2,000, or 1 year of unpaid assessments, whichever is less. Typically, it's going to be the 1% of the mortgage. So that's what the safe harbor provisions is. And generally, it protects the bank almost every single time, very, very, very few exceptions to that. And it sometimes, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to flip this on you a little bit, Myra, sometimes the association does not even get the safe harbor provisions. They don't even get the 1% or the 1 year of unpaid assessments, whichever is less. Why? And HOAs, you need to look at this in your documents. And I know I'm rambling a little bit here, but this is important stuff. HOAs, stop, drop, look at your documents, because some of you have provisions in your documents that say that a bank doesn't have to pay anything. You have to pay zero if you take it back, right? Nothing, not at all, if a bank takes back the unit. And courts have held that even though the statute says the bank would be required to pay the lesser of 1 year or 1%, if the documents say the bank don't have to pay anything, then the bank doesn't pay anything. So there's I guess, an answer to your question, Myra, where even though the bank typically would be required to pay the 1 year or 1%, if your documents let the bank off the hook, the bank pays zero. Okay? So we said a lot there, but you got to go back and check your documents. That's the bottom line.
Is there ever a circumstance where we could collect everything that's due?
From the bank, typically not. No, from the bank. What you have to not from the bank, though. You're not going to get it from the bank. What you'll get it from is if a third-party purchaser comes around and purchases the home or the unit at a foreclosure sale, right? So bank forecloses, the property goes to an auction, and some third party buys it at the auction. That third party is going to be responsible for everything. So that's what associations like to pray for. They want that third-party purchaser to come buy it. Okay? Hope that answers your question, Myra. Phones are backing up. We got to go to you got it. How about we go to Pat in Deerfield Beach?
Good morning, Eric.
How are you?
I have a question on residential use of condominiums.
Sure.
We're trying to stop Airbnb rentals, that kind of thing, in our community association.
Yeah.
And the declaration, all it says about residential use, each unit is hereby restricted to residential use as a single-family residence by the owner or owners thereof, their immediate families, guests, and invitees.
Right.
Permanent occupancy shall be by at least one person 55 years of age or older. It doesn't, I mean, how do you stop people from...
Karen, how hot is this topic?
This is very hot. I contacted you when I was visiting my dad because my dad's wife's son was running an Airbnb at his condo, and they were going to give him a cease and desist order. And according to the docs, Eric, that I sent you, we already talked about this on the air. It's a no-no.
Absolutely, it's a no-no. But why? What was the difference between your situation and Pat's situation? Is I believe in the documents you showed me, Karen, there were restrictions on those documents on short-term rentals.
Right.
See, Pat, there's nothing in your documents that, at least from what you read me, from what you said to me, is there's nothing in there prohibiting short-term rentals. There's nothing in there that says you can't rent your unit by the day, by the week, by the month.
Not in that particular clause, but there is another spot in the declaration that says no rentals allowed.
Oh, if there's no rentals allowed, period, then you win. You absolutely
Yeah, I know I win, but how do you stop people from doing it?
Cease and desist.
What's wrong with suing them?
And as a board member, to knock on somebody's door and say, hey, who are you?
$1,000 fine.
Who you're talking to an attorney now. I mean, you know, don't you think maybe contact an attorney? Wouldn't that be the way to go and let the attorney deal with it rather than you knock on somebody's door and risk an argument and risk a fight, risk maybe getting punched out? That's something your lawyer needs to do.
And suppose I was wrong.
You're not wrong.
You were wrong. Why are you wrong?
It is somebody's niece or somebody's, you know, whatever.
What you do is you let an attorney for the association look at your documents, see what your documents currently say, and tell you whether or not you have a way of stopping this. If your documents say no rentals at all, you win. And if you need to get a court order preventing that person from putting their units on Airbnb, you will. You'll be successful. The other side will pay you your attorney's fees and court costs when you win. And then I would say promote the hell out of the win. Let everybody in the building know that they're next if they're going to do this. And that's how you put a stop to it. And I can tell you another thing. Lots of municipalities now.
I mean, things are pretty much ignored.
Yeah. Well, stop ignoring them, because if you start letting people do it, then they're always going to be able to do it, and you waive your right to enforce it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Pat.
You.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay. How about we do this? Still the phones are lighting up. Let's do this. We've got to take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls. Glad to see everybody's calling in. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-BestRoofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Associates.
Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. Phones are ringing off the hook. Right now, if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOA's listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOA's radio show? You can have a commercial during the show. You can have a display table at all of our live events that we just told you about that are going to be happening throughout the state. And you get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website are posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com.
All right, the next call shows on my board here. It says Milan from Delray. Garrett, are you sure it's not Melania from West Palm Beach? You positive?
Palm Beach.
Yeah. All right, we got Milan from Delray.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for calling.
I like some clarification on the reserves.
Sure.
We are being offered by the board. They're asking us to fund roofing, yes or no. Painting, yes or no. And that's pretty much it. There is no language that indicates whether we want to waive reserves or not.
Yeah, it sounds like it's being done completely wrong. That's what it sounds like to me. Tell me a little about your association. It's a condominium?
Yeah, it is a condominium.
Okay.
They also, I'm running on a board. I will be running for the board in February of next year.
Okay.
So I'm doing quite a bit of research because a board member, I think, should be informed.
Right.
So I'm looking at their past practices, and they're actually collecting paving monies into what's called a common deferred maintenance, as opposed to statutory requirements that the paving, painting.
You have a management company? Is there a management company there?
Yeah.
There is. So yeah, I'm just concerned it's not being okay. I'm going to get two second primer on this. Yeah, 2 second.
Let me just say the management company just took over recently. So
okay. You know, I haven't seen anything, but it doesn't sound like it's being done right. Bottom line is, when the board sends out their budget, and condo board sends out their budget, it must show the reserves as fully funded. Period. Okay.
Right.
So if it doesn't, if the board wants to, they can give the unit owners the right to vote down fully funded reserves. Okay. So
right.
You send out that limited proxy, and the limited proxy would say something like, do you want to waive the funding of reserves or have partial reserves? Now, if you want to send out something that shows what the budget would look like with partial reserves, that would be fine, and have the unit owners vote on whether they want the full funding or whether they want the partial funding. But they're breaking it up by category, and it just doesn't make sense to me. In other words, it's going to be full funding of reserves, or give them a chance, a choice. Do they want partial funding or no funding at all? That's how it should be done on the proxy form.
My questioning, this was done last year. The current management company has actually convinced the board to give the owners an option to fund the reserves at 20 or 30%.
Yes.
And not give them an option to waive the reserves in its entirety.
That's fine. They don't have
to
do
that. What I'm talking about is from last year. I mean, there is a proxy, and it simply asks the owners to vote whether they want to fund the painting or not, and like I said, the roofing or not. There is no language that indicates anything in reference to waiving reserves whatsoever.
Yeah, then if they don't do it that way, then fully funding of reserves is going to go into effect, and they better be careful. You want to send it over? I'd love to see how they did it, because to me it doesn't make any sense. Give us a call in the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze, and I'd love to take a look at it, Milan. Okay.
All right. Maybe we'll see you at the trade show, huh?
You got it. As a matter of fact, I've been asked about that. This coming week's trade show, no, I am not teaching at that one. I will not be at that one. So, yeah, a bunch of people have asked me if I will be teaching. No, the only ones that I teach at are the ones we actually talk about on the air here. So you didn't hear me talk about that. So, no, I will not be there. Okay?
All right. Well, thanks for the answer. Much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you. All right. How about we go to Kevin in Palm Beach? How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Okay. How can we help?
Good. So I got behind in my HOA dues, lost my job and got behind. And so getting back on track financially. But this past week, I got a summons from the HOA for a less pending, or however you pronounce it.
Yeah, less penance. Okay. They call it a less penance.
So
okay.
So about a year behind, and I wanted to find out what are my options to getting this back on track.
All right, a couple of things. Did they send you some notices first? Because you should have got two notices first before they actually filed the lawsuit.
Yes, one, I believe we did.
You got both. Okay. It's a tough situation, quite frankly. Why? Because the idea is, you know, these warning letters, why was the statute drafted this way? Because it kind of gives you a chance, puts you on notice that, hey, we're coming after you, and if you don't pay, it's going to go from a small amount of money you owe to a very large amount of money you owe literally overnight. Because once a lawsuit's filed, just the cost of filing the lawsuit, filing lien against your property, you know, the attorney's fees add up. So in all candor, I would do whatever I possibly can. I mean, if there's no dispute that you owe the money, do anything you can to contact counsel for the association and agree to work out a payment plan with them. Because if you don't and you're going to fight it, I'm going to tell you the fees, take it from someone that's, you know, in the business for so long, it's just going to go up. And a small amount of money is going to turn into an absolute nightmare. So pick up the phone.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We have the we have the funds coming in to take care of it and get back on track. I just wanted to see what...
Yeah, if you could make a good faith down payment towards this, and the association's attorney is reasonable when it comes to the fees and costs involved, then get it done that way. Don't hesitate. Beautiful. Don't string it along more, because it's just going to be worse for you in the end.
Okay. Is it something that we should get an attorney involved now?
You can't get an attorney. Absolutely, you should. You know, I know I'm going to tell anybody not to get an attorney, but... You know, maybe you got a good guy or girl on the other side of the case who's be willing to work it out for you at a very reasonable price. Give them a call. If you don't think you're getting anywhere, then give us a call at the office, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE, and we'll see if we can help you out.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. You got it. All right, let's do this. Let's take another break, taking your calls. Glad to see the phones are crazy. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First
request the technician's video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl, and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We want to hear from you. Don't wait till the end of the show and try to ask your question. He has no time to answer it. So the number to call is 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Karen Curtis with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates.
All right. Here's a good resource for everybody, Karen. Just remember to download our Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. App does a lot. When you download it, at the touch of a button, you have instant access to all of the Florida laws governing community associations, condos, HOAs, even co-ops. It will come in handy during your election season. You can listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. Go directly to the show's website and see who our sponsors are. Click on their websites. Go to the website for Glazer & Associates and find out more about our law firm. Instantly send us your questions and comments even when we're live and on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters, register for our seminars, read all of our blog articles that we publish online every morning. Again, look for that tomorrow. And again, all in one Condo Craze and HOA's app for your iPhone or Android device. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. All right, Karen, like you said in the beginning of the show, some people are just kind of like radio shy.
Yes.
So they send us their questions by way of email.
Good.
So how about we answer Wayne's email from Oakland Park, Florida, and Wayne writes in and says, should an association keep a copy of the background check done for buyers and renters, and what records should an association keep and for how long?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, it goes on to ask a lot more, but let's stop right there. Yes, you should keep a copy of the background check done for buyers and renters, especially if you're going to reject that person, because those of you who read my blog this week know that if you're going to reject people because of criminal records and stuff, there's a chance that that criminal is going to wind up suing you.
That's right, because of HUD's decision in April.
Yeah, we're going to spend some time on HUD's crazy decisions that basically make it very, very difficult, if not impossible, to now reject criminals from moving into your community. But those of you who didn't read it, I urge you to read it, because I don't think you're actually going to believe it. Go to HOA-condoblog.com. Again, HOA-condoblog.com. So that answers that question. Yes, keep a copy of the records that you use in doing your background check for buyers and renters. What records should an association keep and for how long? The statute actually answers that question, Wayne, and the answer is that all of your records, generally speaking, all of the records of the association, rule of thumb is keep them for 7 years. Okay, the records should be kept for 7 years. The only exception to that rule is one, according to the statute, and that's for your records when it comes to elections. And why that is only need to be kept for 1 year. Why, again? Because it becomes moot generally after 1 year. But a good rule of thumb, keep all your records for 7 years. As a matter of fact, you know, when I teach the seminars, I tell everybody, okay, you're required to have a book or books containing the minutes of all meetings for the last 7 years.
Oh.
And like you hear everybody in the audience go, whoa, yeah, because why? Not many associations can actually say, no problem, I can produce the minutes for the last 7 years. Well, you are required to do it. So just in general, everybody listening out there, good rule of thumb, keep your records for 7 years, except for your election records, which you can throw out after 1 year.
But okay? Also, Eric, the background check should be kept because, okay, so say you have to let somebody in who is a felon, and then they commit some sort of transgression, and, you know, you have the fireworks there to say, look, we did our background check.
Absolutely.
We did our due diligence.
Yep, we did, but unfortunately HUD's rules basically mandates that Charles Manson gets to live next door now. What can I do? And people are writing in saying this, you know, this just can't be the case. But yes, it is the case. And we're probably going to wind up talking about that either next week on the show or the week after. But it's absolutely incredible just how crazy and far to the left things have gotten that we can't even keep criminals out of our community anymore. But let's move on to something else in the few minutes we got left.
All right.
And I want to tell our listeners about another new lawsuit that was filed in Miami-Dade. And Karen, you may remember, we warned condos and we warned HOAs and we warned management companies that this was coming. And sure enough, it is here. It's upon us. Remember, we spoke a few months ago about the fact that so many condo associations and management firms were violating Florida law because they were charging too much money to screen people, right, who were trying to move into the community. You talk about screening.
Yep. I remember you were telling everyone that the maximum amount that can be charged is $100, but some associations were charging several hundred dollars or more.
Yeah, it was out of control, and we said it. Condo law is clear. Fees charged to people who want to move in, they're called transfer fees, and according to the statute, a condo can only charge $100 per applicant, and a husband and a wife are considered one applicant. But some associations and management companies, they thought they're smart, and they said, no, these aren't transfer fees we're charging. They're background check fees or their investigation fees or what other nonsensical name they want to come up with. And they said, so we're going to continue charging them. And guess what? It got them sued.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking back to my condo. I think they asked for like a $100 application fee and $75 background check. So that was a violation.
Absolutely was, correct.
Oh my gosh. Well, I understand that this case was filed in Dade County and was filed by a tenant of a unit owner against a condo association.
Yeah, it was filed by a tenant against a condo. And this is going to be the first of many class action lawsuits that are about to be filed. I can tell you that. And in this first case, though, the plaintiff is claiming that he was charged $625 in non-refundable fees to move into Quantum on the Bay condo in Miami. He was charged $100 for a background check, $175 for administrative review, $125 for registration, and $225 for move-in fees.
Well, that probably weeds out a lot of ne'er-do-wells and whatever. Well, anyway, but they can't do it. The law only allows one charge, and that's $100.
Yeah, exactly. That's the bottom. That's under the statute. But this guy says that he questioned it at the time, but, you know, he says he really don't have a choice.
Right.
You either pay these ridiculous fees or they're not going to let you move in. I can tell you the Miami Herald contacted me for my opinion on this case. And the article in the paper states that legal experts contacted by the Herald say that the statute is clear and associations are gouging applicants. And in fact, you know, the DBPR even takes the same position.
Yeah. Well, does this have any effect on the little HOAs?
What do you think?
No.
No. Absolutely
DBPR,
not. None.
No.
Believe it or not, there's no law that limits what an HOA can charge as a transfer fee, as a screening fee, as a background check fee, nothing. You know, what else is new? So it's, again, one of those situations, again, where the statute protects condo owners or people who want to move into a condo, does nothing to protect people who want to move into an HOA. But like you said, Karen, what else
is
new?
You know, I also had to pay $150 per cat to move in, but that's not part of it.
Cats are not covered by the statute, actually.
Meow.
The cat has to find their own lawyer, apparently. All right, let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again.
PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo, and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting. Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer. And Eric, we were talking about cats and needing an attorney for cats, right? And you have an addendum to that.
Yeah, believe it or not, there's lawyers that now specialize in animal law. But yeah, but now that we're on the topic of cats, you had asked me basically if cats can be a service animal under Florida law. And under Florida law, no, your cat can be an emotional support animal, but your cat can't be a service animal.
Why?
Actually, Florida has a statute right on point in this regard. So there are two animals in Florida that can be actual service animals. One is a dog, right, which everybody certainly pretty knows, and the obvious one you have in your mind is a dog for someone who needs a seeing eye service animal.
Right.
And you know what the other one is?
A goat.
A small horse.
Oh. course.
Believe it or not. So now that the law in Florida says that a service animal can be a small horse, it's just a matter of time before someone in like unit 403 in a residential condominium says, I want to keep my small horse in my condo unit.
Or in an airplane.
Well, they, with airplanes, they want to be able to bring typically their emotional support animals onto a flight.
So does that negate the cost of the ticket or for me paying the pet deposit? If it's my emotional support animal, I don't have to pay?
Yes. In other words, when we're advising condos in that regard, if it's an emotional support animal or service animal, you better not tack on any additional fees for someone who wants to move in with that animal, because that's truly discriminating against someone with a physical or mental condition. So don't do it. It can get you sued.
I can go ahead and go online and print up the certificate?
God forbid. No. You know, I did that once before. The National Service Animal Registry. You just go online. You register your pet for $49.99. You, too, can have a certificate that says your animal is now a service animal. But so, you know what that now is in Florida, Karen?
What?
A crime.
So that's service animal, but what about emotional support?
Emotional support animal, you get a doctor to say you need it.
I need a doctor.
Because of an emotional condition.
Oh.
And now go fight the fight. And it's a pretty expensive fight to fight. So have we done it? Yeah, we've done it many times successfully. But I can tell you, if your condo isn't ready to foot the bill and challenge it, sometimes it can get very expensive and very long. I learned this over the years. I'll tell you this, Karen. There are people out there without question that will fight much, much harder for their pet than they will for their spouse or their child. That's for sure.
Jeez.
Take my spouse, take my child, leave me with my pet, and I am good.
That's
believe
true.
Me. And that brings us to the end of another week of Condo Craze and HOAs, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you and hear from you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. Everybody have a great week. Thank you, Garrett, and thank you, Karen.
All right, go Dolphins.